Episode 27.
Welcome to the Live on Purpose podcast, where stuff doesn't just fall in your lap because success is not an accident. And now, here's your host, a guy who makes the mistakes so you don't have to, Paul Evans.
Anytime we decide on a goal, a dream, anything that we want to achieve or get the result from, we're going to run into some opposition. We all know that. We're just hoping that somehow we're going to get to bypass it, that we're not going to face any of the heat or any of the negatives. But we all do. Listen to this from May 10th, 1979. Dear Mr. Houston, thank you for submitting your tape of U2 to RSO. We have listened with careful consideration, but feel it's not suitable for us at present. We wish you luck with your future career. Sincerely, Alexander Sinclair. Well, it was good that he wished U2 luck with their future career because they got it, right? One of the most successful bands of all time. One of the most influential. Bono is listed as one of the most trusted human beings on the planet. And yet, when he was getting started, when his band had a dream, and they were originally known as the Larry Mullen Band, and then Feedback, and then The Hype, before they finally became U2... So they had had some experience, and yet there was still this, what we fear the most, rejection. We all fear that, and we all come up against that. I recently held some training for my Achieve group called Achieve Discipline. And part of what holds us back, and part of the reason that we're not always disciplined with everything in our life, is because of the things that we come up against. So one of the members named Kim wrote this. And I'm going to be sharing her mission a little bit later in this episode. She said, I know that part of me is putting this off because of what you talked about today. You know, what's the cost? It would require me to move out of my comfort zone by being out in the heat all day. Plus, I would be opening myself up to judgment and criticism. And when she wrote that, I thought that's so true. That judgment, that criticism is what we often fear, and it's two of the biggest reasons that we don't really live on purpose, that we don't do as many things intentionally as we should, because in the back of our mind, we know that judgment and criticism are going to be there. So judgment is really about being rated, that someone is going to put that 5-star or 1-star or no stars down on us. And we live in a day and age where everybody gets to judge. If you go to Amazon.com, where you're going to see the rating, right? If you go to Audible, there's going to be the rating. If you go anywhere that they're selling anything that people get to give feedback, there's going to be a rating, usually 1 to 5 stars. And then not only do people get to rate it, they get to make comments. So there's not only judgment, here's your rating, but there's comments, here is your critique. And so everybody on the planet now, it seems, has a right, regardless of their background, regardless of their knowledge, regardless of their experience, regardless of their credibility, they all get to rate and criticize. Now, obviously, we can have good judgment, we can have a positive judgment, positive critique, but those don't always impact us as much. We like those because that's what we really desire. So somebody says something positive, and we may even think they're over the top, but we kind of relish that a little bit. We're kind of excited about that. But one person out of 100 says something negative, and we go crazy because we can't stand that somebody rejected us. It may be a complete stranger. But even worse when it's somebody close to us, when it's a family member or it's a friend who starts judging our ideas or our concepts or our dream, the goal that we want to achieve and attain. And they're like, well, what, you know, who are you to do that? Do you think you're better than us? Who do you think you are to do that? You don't have the background, the experience, or whatever, the very things that they don't have to judge us with. They will call into question on us, right? So that's part of our life and part of the way that we get held back because we often imagine that it's coming. Hey, how about this great rejection? If I may be frank, Mr. Hemingway, you certainly are in your prose. I found your efforts to be both tedious and offensive. You really are a man's man, aren't you? I wouldn't be surprised to hear that you had penned this entire story, locked up at the club, ink in one hand, brandy in the other. That's Mrs. Luger, Peacock and Peacock, didn't realize how accurate she was in her 1925 rejection letter of Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. One of the most prolific, famous authors ever. Certainly, wild streak, but rejected. And we fear that. So I'm not sure that we can completely combat that. I don't have a step-by-step system to keep you from never being hurt by judgment or by criticism or by rejection again. That may be what you're looking for, but I don't have that. What I do have instead is some encouragement that will hopefully keep you going even in the middle of all of the negativity. Because you know that some of it's coming. I guarantee you're going to get a lot more positive feedback than you are negative feedback unless you're striving for the negative. But still, the negative is going to affect us. So let's get back to Kim. Here is her mission for her site, Passionate Horsemanship. My mission is to help owners who are passionate about horses to effectively communicate with them so they'll gain more confidence and get the results they want without using force, fear, or intimidation. I think that's a great mission. I think it's extremely clear. I think it shows exactly who she works with, who she wants to work with. I think that it shows the outcome. Get the results they want without using force, fear, or intimidation. I think that that is a beautiful, it's a great mission. And so if she was to get some judgment, criticism, she says, I know I'd be opening myself up to that. She can return to her mission and start thinking about, what am I going to do to make sure that this mission becomes real? What am I going to do to make sure that I continue to pursue this mission so that results are received by these owners? Not by the judgmental. The judgmental aren't seeking the result. The critics aren't seeking the result. They're there to point the finger. They're there to rate. They're to poke the holes in the plan or to judge the outcome. But they're not seeking the end result of the mission, right? They're not actually the one that you're wanting to help. So that's what we do. We measure by the mission. In light of and in spite of all of the negativity that can come against us, that we're going to measure by the mission. So number one is that we filter criticism and judgment and rejection. We'll filter it by saying, is this part of my market, or is this part of my plan, or is this part of what needs to be done to achieve? So it doesn't matter what it is, it becomes the filter. And the filter can come against us, or the filter can be used against those criticisms and those judgments. Now, we're going to get criticized across the board. You know, it can be as a parent, it can be as a worker, it can be as an entrepreneur, but we can still have that mission that we're wanting to accomplish. So I'm trying to be the best dad that I can be. Does that free me from criticism? Does it free me from judgment? No. There are people who will look at my parenting style and want to judge that. But I filter it through my mission that I'm wanting to raise godly young men. Some people aren't going to like that. It's okay. So I filter their comments through that mission. Or Kim filters the judgment comments or the criticism through her mission. And then we validate whether it's good or not. Now, if it comes from someone who's criticizing, or let's say critiquing, that's probably the better word, and it's constructive, well, the filter tells us, you know what? What they said is valid. I need to make some adjustments. But the filter also tells us if it's not valid, and we don't need to do that. Secondly, once we filter the comments or the judgment or the rating or whatever, then we focus and we say, this is what I'm about. I'm going to realign myself to my mission, to this thing, to this reason, to this why for pursuing this. I'm going to refocus myself. I'm going to push out as much as I can the things that I've heard or I've read or I believe are being said, and I'm going to refocus and I'm going to do what I need to be doing right now. So filter, focus, and then fulfill. Actually take the step to produce that mission. actually do something. I talk to entrepreneurs all the time who are just waiting for their product to be perfect, or they won't send that email out yet because they're just not sure what kind of feedback they're going to get, or somebody's going to unsubscribe from their email list. Here's the question about fulfillment. Will staying silent help fulfill the mission? Will not releasing the product help fulfill the mission? Will not sending the email help fulfill the mission? Will giving up on the dream help fulfill the mission? No, it won't. It won't. Will listening to critics or listening to those who are judgmental or sitting in the middle of rejection help you fulfill your mission? No. So measure by the mission. Don't measure by the validity of someone's comments or the non-validity of their comments. Measure it by the mission, and you release. You release your work, or you take the action, or you pursue the goal, or you strive for the result. Instead of sitting there worried about being rejected, some of the greats and some of the greatest were rejected. Welcome to the club. Measure it by your mission. Filter, focus, fulfill.
You've been listening to the Live on Purpose podcast. Head on over to paulbevans.com and get your free Achieve Anything checklist. It'll help you get more done in less time. paulbevans.com. Success is not an accident.